All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, May 10th of 2024. Looking ahead, we have a two-game NBA main slate today. We have a two-game NHL main slate, and we have a 12-game MLB main slate. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do this show here tomorrow on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But with that said, we're going to get the app pulled up here, and we are going to jump right in. I have one question to get us started today, and then we will go from there, probably do some type of build demo with the weekend upon us here. So first question from Lopez said, is there a sweet spot in uniques to use in 20 max versus 150 max? So the simple answer here is no, and the reason comes down to a couple things, right? So the way that I like to think about mini-uniques is a mini-uniques is a fast and efficient way to manage your leverage and exposures across the board, right? So like, you know, mini-uniques is going to be different for MLB than it is going to be for NBA, because in MLB, there's 10 players in a DraftKings MLB lineup. In NBA, there's 8 players, right? So can't really just like pick a mini-unique number that works across the board, even within a certain sport, right? Like on FanDuel, there are 9 players in an NBA lineup, and then on DraftKings, there are 8 players, right? So even the same sport across different sites is going to play differently. So that's why like there's really no one-size-fits-all answer for like, hey, you know, this is the best mini-unique setting that you can use. So what I really like to do is come in here, sort by exposure, and then select however many lineups I need. So say I'm building 20 lineups. And then what I like to do is, okay, you know, kind of like take a snapshot, like what do my exposures look like? Well, here I have 3 guys at 100% and I have 1 at 85 and I have 23 players in my player pool. You could look at the number in parentheses in the all column will tell you how many players you have in your player pool. And then what I want to do is I just want to start adjusting the mini-unique value and see how these exposures change, see how players get added to my player pool, and then kind of go from there, right? To see how when I change the number, how far down the builder is having to go in my pool to find enough lineups that match that request. So as I go lower, right, I'm at 4 mini-uniques here. I'm at lineup 442 in my pool. And then one thing I see is that, okay, my players in my player pool have gone from 23 to 27. I don't have any players at 100% anymore. I have 1 at 90, 1 at 80, and then no one more than 50, right? So before we had 3 players at 100. Well, one of those players went all the way down to less than 50%, right? So one thing that this kind of tells me, right, is like, hey, when you're here at 1 mini-unique and you pull up your exposures, you know, you see Hartenstein, DiVincenzo, and Precious here, right, all at 100%. Well, you could kind of say like, okay, hey, I think all of these players are good plays. But like when you put the builder to a test, when you tell the builder, hey, you know, I want 4 mini-uniques per lineup, the builder's going to have to make some hard decisions. And what do you know? Dante DiVincenzo went down to 45%. So from those 3 original players that were all 100% exposure that were good plays, the builder is saying, hey, Dante DiVincenzo is probably the least important out of all these plays. And the exposure to Achiuwa and Hartenstein are the most important exposures that you need to maintain, right? The builder is saying these guys have the most value. I want to keep as much exposure to them as possible and move all of these other pieces around. And that would just be really, really hard to do intuitively, right? It would be really hard to know who to move up, who to move down, you know, what before we had this tool, like even when I was using SaberSim, if you wanted to, you know, spread out and diversify, what you would do is you would come in here and you would basically just set like a max exposure cap for all the top players. Like, to try and spread out my exposures, right? Well, you know, with the new MinUniques tool, which is a little bit older now, but newer than if you've been using SaberSim for years, the builder kind of tells you, hey, that's like a suboptimal way to manage your exposures. What you should be doing is trying to keep exposure to the best plays on the slate and move a lot of these other guys down that are in the, you know, 5 to 35% range while maintaining the exposure to the best plays. So that's like a super hard thing to do intuitively. And the builder does a great job of handling that for you. So no one size fits all answer for like, what is a good number of MinUniques? Another thing that you could do here, right, is even sort by leverage and see, you know, how big these leverages are, and then see how they adjust as you lower your, as you increase the number of MinUniques, right? So at a MinUnique of one, our highest leverage is 53%, 44%, 43%. So three players with over 40% leverage. And then when we go down to four MinUniques, our highest leverage is 24%. So the builder is just naturally getting way, way, way more spread out and taking a little bit of a flatter approach here, right? So there is no right answer. You know, I've talked to top pros who don't use this at all. They have, you know, their own ways of diversifying or ways that are different than just using the MinUniques. I've talked to great players who love it and, you know, max it out even, right? Like, I'm not somebody who typically maxes this out. I try and find a number where I still am like taking a stand on some plays that I like. And, you know, I'm comfortable with diversifying somewhat, but I'm not going all out, you know, using one less than the maximum more often than not, right? But I've talked to top pros who do that. So all this to kind of say that there is more than one path to victory here. You know, players in the DFS space come from all different directions, right? You have like your sim bros, and then you have, you know, people who like have their hand in the dirt and are, you know, more brain players. And, you know, we see all types of players taking down contests. So you got to figure out who you are, what numbers make sense to you, and think about this more as a risk tolerance tool, a risk leverage tool. All right. Jumping over here to the YouTube chat, Daniel said, have any build templates for NBA DFS been following my own process and have not been too lucky? I don't really do anything like that special with like rules or filters or like anything that like I would even consider like a build template. You know, I don't really like save anything and like, oh, you know, I'm going to use all these rules like every single slate. So just like in with rules in general, right? I mean, I come at it from this perspective where the only time I really want to use a rule is in one of two cases, and they're like similar. One is if SaberSim is doing something I don't want it to do at all. Maybe I, what's a good example for tonight? There's not a great one, but maybe like Dallas is playing, right? And I never want to play Kyrie and Luka together. I only want to take one. Well, sometimes those players are going to end up in lineups together because there are going to be sims where they both do well enough to be in the winning lineup, but maybe you just want to play other lineups. You're like, you know what? I think it happened at such a small percentage of the time, and I only have so many lineups to enter that I want to focus the lineups I'm entering on, not those situations. Well, then I would put in a rule to, you know, say, don't use Luka and Kyrie together in a lineup, right? That's one time. Another time would be when SaberSim is not doing something you specifically want it to do. So the easiest example for me is like maybe NFL, where, you know, maybe you don't like naked QB stacks. Like, yeah, they come up, but you're just like, I always want a quarterback paired with a wide receiver. So you just put in that rule so you get more lineups that look like what you want. So, you know, I'm not like a big rule guy, not a big like build template person. I'll say one thing that I think is like fine for NBA is to just like set like a projection floor. You know what I mean? Like maybe you don't want to play guys that are less than, you know, 10 projected points or something like that, or even like maybe even minutes, right? Don't play guys less than 10 minutes. Like, you just kind of want to make sure, like, hey, I'm going to play some players that have a chance of getting in the game, right? And it seems like the builder is doing this kind of automatically here. Like, every player under 12 points, which there's a number of them, only Justin Holiday is in two total lineups. So the builder's kind of doing that for you already, but maybe you just want to put in a filter that way, a player doesn't sneak up on you and accidentally end up in a lineup and you don't really want them in one. All right. Dimitri said, I don't have an exposure column. Probably. After you right click on the column header, toggle to the right, this menu here, click edit columns, and then just click this reset to default button and then click apply. It will move all of the columns back to their original configuration, and then it will bring the exposure column back. If you're still not seeing it, what I would do is scroll all the way over to the right, and maybe it will be over here and you need to drag it back to the left. But resetting the columns to default, you can even look in here to see where it is and make sure that it's checked, and then move it over to where you need it. But that would be my best troubleshooting tips on that front. And then if you're still having trouble, you can send us an email, support@sabersim.com, and we'll be able to help you out. But all right, I appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be right back here tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.